With me now on Ozarks at Large from his home office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, it is a warm time of year in the Arkansas River Valley.
Warm, is that the word you're using for it?
Well, I don't like to oversell things.
Okay. Well, I think maybe you've undersold a little.
Hey, the Fort Smith Convention Center is in maybe some negotiations with a group for new types of management. Did I read that right at talkbusiness.net?
Yeah, I know it. I mean, one could be justified for thinking maybe that was some kind of fake headline or something. But yes, Oakview Group, which handles, or I should say manages, convention and event centers around the country for cities, and I think even the private sector. I didn't look at the complete list of clients, but they've made a proposal, and it looks like the city's going to move forward with it. City Director Carl Gefkin City Administrator Carl Gefkin is working on a contract negotiation with Oakview that, of course, will be brought back to the board before it's signed. But what Oakview is essentially saying is, let us run it for 10 years. You're going to pay us $8,500 a month for the fee, or for the management, which is about $102,000 a year total. And I'm going to get back to that in a second. Oakview says they'll invest around $500,000 for a new kitchen. It's a full-service kitchen, which, believe it or not, the convention center now does not have. They have a warming kitchen, which is a completely different animal. But they say they're going to build a new kitchen that will can handle an event with 1,500 seated guests. And if the kitchen costs less, they will use the remainder of what's left of the $500,000 to make other investments in the center. So let's talk about first this new kitchen. This is going to be a political hot potato. Because when the convention center was built, restaurant owners, caterers in the area were promised that it would be kind of an open catering. They would not put the kitchen in, and they would have a catering. There'd be a catering list that would be provided to folks coming in. It will be interesting to see how this is handled, how it's grandfathered out, so to speak. I don't think that's going to be pretty, because I think you have a lot of, well, I'm not going to say a lot, but I think you have some caterers in the area that do some good business there. So We'll see how that's handled. There are a couple of questions, and these may have been answered, and I apologize in advance to the folks at the city or Oakview who've been negotiating this if I've missed it, but there are some questions like, are there any financial caveats between the city and Oakview based on COVID? You know, because the pandemic essentially shut the convention center down. 43 events were canceled in the first half of this year.
And you're not having any big audiences anytime soon.
Right. And look, and this was on top. This was following the convention center made almost $1 million. They brought in a little over $910,000 of revenue last year, almost a 9.5% increase, and then just bam, nothing. So how does Oakview manage through that? And then what is the city's responsibility for capital costs going forward, like air conditioning, roof structure, et cetera? You know, does the city, right now the city injects $777,000 a year into keeping that facility going. How does that change? So those are some questions that are still out there on this.
Well, yeah, with the kitchen, I mean, can the city just unilaterally go into that? That would it take any sort of other approval, or can they just move forward that with the contract?
Look, that was never in writing. That was always just kind of unwritten rule, so to speak, that they were going to do that. And, the late great mayor Ray Baker was the one that really pressed for that. I remember covering, or I was involved actually in part of the effort to get the convention center built when I was at the Forstmann Chamber. And he was adamant that local caterers, that the convention center be open for them to, for that to be a business venue for them. So, look, there's a lot of water under the bridge since then. So we'll see how the city handles going back on that word, so to speak.
I was going to say that our last topic is counterintuitive to me, but I don't know in 2020 what is intuitive and what is counterintuitive. But in Fort Smith, Sebastian County, and the six counties in the Fort Smith Metro, home sales are up in the first 6 months of 2020 compared to the first 6 months of 2019. Does that seem counterintuitive to you?
Well, it does. But when you talk to a few realtors and they tell you that, look, interest rates are incredibly low, and now that people are really confined to their homes, or they know they're having to work from homes, they're kind of looking for maybe better places to, you know, if we're going to be locked down in a house,
right,
let's go find a better house in which to be locked, you know, maybe one's got a pool or whatever. So I think they're, and those are, now the interest rates, that's not an anecdotal. That is true. That is driving, anytime you lower a price point, you're going to drive demand. You know, anecdotal though is the, you know, hey, let's, if we're going to be locked in a house, let's find a better house. That's anecdotal. I wouldn't put a lot of weight on that, although I think that's got to count for some of it. But yeah, home sales in the metro area up 6.2%. The value of those home sales up 7.4%. In Sebastian County, which is the region's largest, accounted for almost 49% of the total sales. Yeah, the number of homes sold totaled for the first half of the year was 836, up over the 786 in the same period of last year. Value of those homes sold was $133.4 million, up over the $131 million same period of last year. So now the only dip was in Sebastian County. The average home price was $159,000. It was $159,000. That was down from $166,000 same period last year. So, the value of the home sold, the average price of the home sold came down a little bit. But overall, I doubt that there's a realtor in the market that's upset about this. They've got to be happy that, considering how the year started out, they're up, you know, positive on both the number of homes sold and the value of the homes sold.
Well, there you go. All right. Michael Till is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about what we've talked about here and many other subjects at talkbusiness.net. Stay cool, Michael, and talk to you next Friday.
All right. Yeah, look forward to it.